Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, and I'm here with my beautiful bride, Reverend Renee, and we're going to be discussing Lesson 239 in A Course in Miracles workbook here in our podcast here in the Best Hour on Blog Talk Radio, as well as wherever you may be when you're finding us here in this particular work that we're doing with A Course in Miracles. Let's take a good deep breath and pause together for a moment of silence before we continue. The glory of my Father is my own. Let not the truth about ourselves today be hidden by a false humility. Let us instead be thankful for the gifts our Father gave us. Can we see in those with whom He shares His glory any trace of sin and guilt? Can it be that we are not among them when He loves His Son forever and with perfect constancy, knowing He is as He created Him?
We thank You, Father, for the light that shines forever in us. And we honor it because You share it with us. We are united in this light and one with You, at peace with all creation and ourselves. The glory of my Father, the glory of my Father, Mother, God, is my own.
Amen. Let's take another moment of silence together. The glory of my Father is my own. We always hear the term of I've heard the term frequently that all glory to God. True enough. And as one with God, all glory to You. You know, if we raise our consciousness to the level of union and relationship with God, then we are one with God. This entire teaching is helping us to see the oneness rather than the two-ness. It focuses on the two-ness so that we can see the contrast. But ultimately, it shares with us the glory of our own being. As we are joined in union and relationship with the Holy Spirit, nothing more than our right mind. So all glory to the Holy Spirit, which is our true self. All glory to God and the Holy Spirit as one. And as we join in relationship with that knowing, with that self, with that mind, we meld, as Jesus says in the Way of Mastery, you know, in perfect safety, we dissolve our mind into the perfect peace of God. And so we are one with it. So truly, the glory of my Father is my own, because I am one with that. So we do indeed thank You, Father, for the light that shines forever in us. It's there at the very center of our being, the altar of our soul, if you will. And that's why it's so important for us to take a few moments today to remember the truth of who we are, what we are, and how we can serve each other in remembering the truth about ourselves. Mm.
Yeah, as we've been studying this and going through these lessons, and I've been reading the text, and just even with my background and some of the other influences, the first step is always about divine identity. It's always about how we regard ourselves. It just seems that that's the first step always. Mm. And, you know, I believe that Jesus demonstrated that or spoke of that when he would say, when you see me, you see the Father. You know, when we're in this alignment, when we remember, when we recognize, when we awaken again and remember again our identity that God and I are one, then when you see me, you see the Father. And this and greater things shall you do and be. And so to me, this is, again, about that divine identity. You know, the holy instant is the practice of that, I believe. And in, you know, my background, with my background of religious science and science of mind, I, you know, talk about the affirmative prayer process that we practice. And the first two steps of that is, you know, remembering and recognizing again God and all the qualities of spirit, of creator, of all that is, however one wishes to name it, and then that we are one with it, that I am one with it. And the second step is that unification. And, you know, what is said from there is that any prayer spoken from that, is the prayer is already done at that point. There, it really is, as you've said, the highest level of prayer being a prayer of gratitude at that point, because then we realize that there's really, really nothing more, that the only relationship of value is my relationship with God. And so this talks about, you know, the idea of false humility, and I think that we as a brotherhood, sisterhood, have been, you know, playing the game of separation so long that when we glimpse the glory and truth of who we are, we shrink from it. And that's that false humility. Who am I to be fabulous and brilliant and an amazing expression in this experience? Who are we not to be?
Yeah.
And who are we not to be?
Yeah. Jesus talks about that as arrogance.
Yes.
The arrogance of the ego is to say that it is not what God, is not worthy of God's love, or not worthy, or not, you know, not what God has created us to be. That's arrogance in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
To diminish what God's created is arrogance.
Mm-hmm.
Self-serving.
Yeah. So a funny little practice that we used to play at when somebody compliments you. You know, gosh, Tony, you're brilliant. Your response is, it is true. Thank you very much. You are beautiful. It is true. Thank you very much. You know, and that would be considered arrogant in our culture.
In the culture, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be humble. Oh, no, you know, not braggadocious.
Humility. Yeah.
Because then you're not being a nice person, because somebody else might be offended by your certainty of your glory.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
I remember, you know, when I was serving a church and I would give a message and stand at the foyer or the exit and greet people as they exit, and people would come up and just glow about the message and how uncomfortable I would feel about that, because I would feel like, well, it really wasn't me. It really wasn't personality, Claudia. It was, you know, Holy Spirit, it was God, it was, you know, my perfect union with Spirit. That, so all glory, as you said in the beginning, all glory to God. And and if we truly are going from two-ness to oneness, the glory of God, the glory of my Father, the glory of Creator is my own, you know. And still all glory to God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well said. We thank you, Father, for the light that shines forever in us. And we honor that light because you share it with us. We are one, united in this light, and one with you, at peace with all creation and ourselves. And so it is. The glory of my Father is my own. So we thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us today, for joining us on the internet, or wherever you may be. God bless you. Stay the course. We will return.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send